93.1 WZAK. You tuned in to Access Cleveland. I'm Robin Simone. You know, Head Start for me was one of those things that I thought was like automatic. You went to Head Start, kindergarten, and it just went from there. So I'm really excited to have you in the building. Peggy Price, VP of Children and Families, the Head Start Director. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You know, I got to say, this is kind of personal for me because, you know, my kids went to Head Start. You know, they helped my family out a lot. And as I mentioned, I just thought that every kid started at Head Start because it's such a great program. But, you know, for those that aren't aware, and just talking about the structure and why it's so important for early education to begin, especially between the ages of 3 and 5. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, thank you very much. And I'm just really pleased to hear that you know about it personally, because quite frankly, that is the best publicity that we can ever get from Head Start, is the testimonials and the feedback from families who have benefited from it. And we have years of research to show the difference between children who've gone to Head Start and mm-hmm. how they perform
right.
in kindergarten and those who have not gone. So thank you very much for that
no
shout
problem.
Out. Appreciate
no
it.
Problem.
Parents are the children's first teachers. And one of the cornerstones of Head Start is to provide support to parents. We only have children for 3.5 hours or maybe 8 hours a day. Children are with their families all of their lives and with their communities. So it really is a task, and I believe that it takes more than a village to raise a child, not just a village.
Oh, yeah.
We know that children learn at a certain pace, that there are times when children will learn to tie their shoes, that there are times when they will learn to walk, and the times when they will learn to talk. And so we support parents to understand what we call appropriate child development. Our challenge is to make certain that what happens in the classrooms go home to the living rooms, go home to the dining rooms or the kitchen table or family room
right.
or wherever our parents and our children are interacting. Yes.
So when is like the, I know it's summertime and people are just, you know, relaxing or whatever, but when is the time that they should start registering? Like if you had a child that's like 2.5, when should you start that process?
Well, I will tell you, and I appreciate that question because that comes up a great deal when we're recruiting. I would say to you, that a child at 2.5 is ready to go into our centers by the time he or she is 3. There's no doubt about that. And of course, that's the legal age. That's our age for requirement that children have to be 3. Call our hotline. We have a system of placing those families on a list. And in fact, we send out little birthday cards mm-hmm. When they turn 3 and encourage them to enroll. But that name would be on our list. And when they turn 3, if we haven't heard from the families, then we will contact them. Mm. Can I give the hotline number now?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
It's 216-589-9922. And anyone who calls that number will be given the name of either a Head Start or a child care center that we affiliate with and partnership with within their zip code. And they can call that center directly and register, or the materials can be sent out to the family. And so that number, again, is 216-589-9922, and that's our hotline.
I'm also hearing that Head Start is coming up with another program that will benefit families that may not have a Head Start in their direct area of where they live.
Many of those sites, therefore, are not available where our families are.
Right.
In this fall, we will be implementing and using our home-based program for approximately 120 to 240 families. And what we're doing now, even as we speak, we're looking at our communities where our census data and other research data show us that there are families who, with age-eligible children, that is, they're 3 to 5 or turning 3, and their incomes also meet our eligibility guideline, but there is not a very good high-quality daycare near them, or certainly not a Head Start center, or even a public preschool.
You would have someone actually come to the home.
Exactly.
And do the same thing that you're able at a facility.
Yes.
Peggy, give that number again if they need some more information.
Thank you
so
much.
And they can find out information about the in-home program as well?
Absolutely. Okay. And that number is 216-589-9922.
Thank you, Peggy. Thank you, Head Start. Coming up, are you a low-income family? Are you a senior that's over the age of 60? I got details on how you can get a free air conditioner and help with your electric bill. Coming up with more Access Cleveland on 93.1 WZAK.